This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my Moss Nissan studio here at my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean. Also, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, working on the Third Watch, we appreciate what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we have a question from Wally in Pittsburgh. He's saying, Captain, do you and Denise think that this could lead to Barack Obama?
Well, I said on your show yesterday that Joe Biden wouldn't go to Ukraine on his own.
Right.
It wouldn't happen. He wouldn't just say, hey, I'm leaving town. I got some business to go to attend to. That just doesn't happen. I will guarantee you that Obama ordered this thing for Biden to get involved and, you know, talk to the president, Poroshenko, about the prosecution. Now, this is all going to lead back to the plant, the plan to investigate all things Trump, and that necessarily began with Manafort. Mm-hmm. Remember, Biden went over there with a list of people to not investigate.
Mm-hmm.
So Burisma was just one entity on the list. So anyway, what is particularly important is Rudy Giuliani, when he interviewed Shokin, the now-fired prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
the Democrats are all sitting out here telling us that Trump, in this phone call, asking the prosecutor, the fired prosecutor, to look into Biden and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are saying that Trump did this as opposition research from a foreign entity from a opposition party. In other words, he was doing this against Biden. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the holy grail in all of this is that Giuliani conducted the interview with the fired prosecutor,
right,
January the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
January the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Biden wasn't a candidate.
Nope.
He did not announce.
Nope. He wasn't even vice president.
Well, I mean, it's wrong.
Yeah.
But the point is that the Democrats are saying that Trump asked Ukraine to interfere in the next election process. That's false.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you bet.
Biden wasn't even an announced candidate yet.
No,
there's your holy grail.
Right. And the other thing is that we know it's obvious that the vice president sold his office for millions of dollars. And if there's anybody that believes that Ukraine or China were paying for Hunter Biden's expertise, then I got a bridge I want to sell him in the middle of Cleveland, Ohio.
We get that. Now, we're going to find out. We're going to find out pretty soon that the younger brother of Mr. Joe, James Biden, he's going to be implicated in this, too.
Yeah,
hold on to your...
Yeah, he got a big contract out of all this, too. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about his contract.
He
but we're going to find out that there is a paid lobby influence operation using Ukraine. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is that Biden's corruption helped to cover up all of the allegations of collusion because there was a company involved run by George Soros, which was also involved in the investigation. That was closed down to cut off all the proof, the additional proof of just how far the Democrats went in corrupting the 2016 election and in corrupting the Ukraine. This is what Rudy Giuliani said.
Well, the company he is talking about, and I wrote that was the one thing that I did write about on this. I tend not to do that until we get more information. But I already wrote about Antec, which is the George Soros company, which, by the way, was a company under, it was a cooperative company, if you will, under Barack Obama and Victoria Nuland at the State Department. And that was the other entity on the list when Biden goes over to Ukraine and says, stop the investigation into Burisma / Biden. And then we find out that there's Antec that was yet another one. We don't know how many else are on the list, but there was a list. I cannot get my hands on the list. I have worked and worked and worked. Not to say that I won't get it, but as of right now, there's more entities on the list, and that's important.
Is it fair to assume that Adam Schiff helped write this complaint?
Yes.
Okay. And Rudy Giuliani is saying, I may sue the Democrats over the impeachment probe.
Well, he has every right to do that. He's been in this at least since January now, or in, for 10 months, almost 10 months. But, if you listen to Nancy Pelosi, here's what's fascinating, is that she pulled the trigger on this impeachment thing without knowing the facts. Then I found out she already knew the facts because Adam Schiff told her.
Yeah. Yep. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, is this ever getting interesting. And, I mean, Nancy Pelosi tried to walk back some of her statements yesterday by saying, oh, this is an inquiry. This is not an impeachment. This is an inquiry. Sure it is. I'll be right back.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. You'll hear him on many of these same stations a little bit later on in the daytime here. Check your local listings for the time that he's on, because he's on different times all around the country, but he does broadcast from about 25 or 30 feet away from where I'm at in another studio right around the corner from me here at my flagship station. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them, you can go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Now, there is a drop-down window that will drop down when you go over there, and it's a free gun a day giveaway. Now, every day at midnight, it rolls over to a different gun, but you can sign up to win the gun, and we'd like to have somebody from this audience win it, because when you do, we'll be able to tell everybody who you are, and, you know, that you won the gun and congratulate you. That's number one. But number two, after you do that, there's three levels of membership in the USCCA. You can take a look at that, see what attracts you, what you'd want to do, and it's kind of like good, better, best. And with each one, you will get the opportunity to get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, including a lot of their different materials that they have. And not to forget about the fact they have that great concealed carry magazine that comes out every month, award-winning, and you get coupons in that can save you money on all sorts of different things, too. So that's the USCCA logo link on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on it for more information. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Fled Flights, whose name has been thrown out there, former CIA analyst for a lot of different things, came out and made a blanket statement. He said Adam Schiff did, in fact, collude with the CIA whistleblower.
He actually said that, because I was chatting with him yesterday. He actually said that
last month. I mean, it makes it sound like it's a long time ago, but that was only a couple of days ago. But
right.
He made that announcement before the New York Times came out with this article yesterday. Yeah, he predicted this, or I guess he necessarily knew something, but because he used to be in the White House on the National Security Council with John Bolton. So,
right.
Yeah, he knows.
Now, the other thing that's out there is Pete Sessions, who's a very well-known name in Congress. He got defeated in 2018, represented the 34th Congressional District, and now he's going to run again in the 17th Congressional District, where another longtime Republican is retiring. He also, I believe, was on the Intel Committee, was he not?
He was on the House Rules Committee, and I think maybe on the Homeland Security Committee, but he is, I think he's going to run against the Flores seat in Texas.
Okay. So we'll see where that goes, because there's a lot of things going on here right now, little bits and pieces of the puzzle starting to come together, and because of something that I saw happen yesterday, Fairfax County, Virginia, the police chief there had suspended the day before a police officer for giving a tip to ICE to pick up an illegal that had committed a crime and was being held there and was about to be released. And as a result of that, what?
No, there was a car accident, and the police were called. The driver did not have a driver's license. He checked the database. Found out that this cat had quite, a record to him, and that he was illegal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just as well. So he held him until Border Patrol came.
Mm-hmm.
That's when things blew up.
And his police chief suspended him for cooperating with ICE. And then there were so many different people that called or telegraphed or emailed or whatever the police chief in Fairfax County that by the end of the day yesterday, he had to reinstate the police officer. I thought that was fantastic. Way to go, people.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that one.
Now, that tells me that if the mood of the country is such that illegal immigration and what this police officer did is important to them and not this police chief, by the way, Fairfax County, should be pointed out, is right outside Washington, D.C., and I believe it's a very heavily a blue district, is it not?
Well, yeah, sadly, pretty much the whole state is, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. Now, that's a good thing, and hopefully... hopefully that'll all resolve itself, work itself out. Now, the Democrats are saying that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo should recuse himself on Ukraine. Every time something happens where somebody fights back against the Democrats for whatever, it's always, well, you got to recuse yourself.
I'm not convinced that he... that he's ever going to have to really go give any kind of testimony before any of these cockamamie committees in the House. Right now, they're just doing a legal blast to several agencies, and that means that, you know, these committee chairs under Nancy Pelosi in the House, they're just doing a blast. They're subpoena documents, this and that, and this and that. Now, Linick, who was the inspector general, actually had his behind closed door meeting yesterday that was urgent. It turns out the report is there really wasn't too much in that urgent meeting. It really did have to do with, you know, who was going to cough up what and as far as documents go. But if we need to watch carefully, because I think Pelosi is trying to manufacture an off ramp in all of this.
Now, we have a question from James in Clearwater. He's saying, Captain, at what point can those who are being targeted by Schiff's committee sue under deprivation of rights under color of law?
Well, I'm clearly not a lawyer, so I am not qualified to answer that question. But let me tell you, between the Office of Legal Counsel, between Barr and some of the experts in the Department of Justice, some outside lawyers, of which there are a bunch that are very good, I think that there's some really some excellent legal minds that are being mobilized right now on an offensive against Schiff and Pelosi. That is why Pelosi, I think, is manufacturing or leaving herself an off-ramp, because she said, you don't have to bring this impeachment thing to the full floor for a vote. Doesn't say that she didn't say it doesn't mean that she won't, but she also said she didn't have, but she's also not complying with the full rules and the procedures.
That's right. That's an important point. She is not, they have not since the beginning complied by the full rules of the House of Representatives for impeachment.
So, I think she's playing some defensive chess moves here. Now, I don't play chess, but if there's defense in chess.
Well, I used to. All right, let's talk about Karl Rove, because Karl Rove yesterday teed off on Eric Holder for the comments that he made, and this went on all day long.
You know, Karl Rove has got a very even personality. He's got, you know, his whole demeanor is very controlled, and he doesn't get excited, doesn't raise his voice. But when Eric Holder decided to pipe in on the fact that Barr has and Durham had gone to Italy and that they're doing the work that they're doing when it comes to these investigations of the genesis of the Russia collusion matter, Mr. Eric Holder decided that he wanted to give his critique of all of this. So then later in the day, Fox News brought in Karl Rove, and he started off by, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, he just absolutely went off on all things Eric Holder. So, yeah, that one's not going to go away. That was there's a brewing situation there, which means if the Democrats bring in Eric Holder, he's part of their war room, which is the reason that Trump's operation, inside and outside, they don't have a war room, but they look like they're beginning to gather one.
Now, we've got about 10 seconds here to answer this. It looks like the Senate Democrats are asking the IRS to investigate the NRA's tax-exempt status. Here we go again.
Yeah, they want to blame it on the criminal Maria Butina, the Russian. She wasn't a criminal at the time.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she knows about it.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
While the president calls the inquiry a hoax and a scam, a frustrated and angry President Trump said he would go ahead and cooperate with investigators.
This is a fraudulent crime on the American people, but we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens.
Reporters are still asking about the urgent meeting on Capitol Hill. The State Department Inspector General gave key committee members a briefing on Ukraine and dropped off a packet of information. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says it appears to be disinformation that was devised to discredit the impeachment inquiry against the president. He called it amateurish and an irrelevant distraction.
It is a package of propaganda and disinformation and conspiracy theories. The real question is, where did it come from?
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, coming up here about 1 hour from now, you'll be listening to Bo Browning will be in studio to answer your questions about the National Aviation Academy. But in the meantime, here's more about them from them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade. But what they don't tell you when you learn that trade and you come out of one of these technical schools is that in most cases, it won't pay the full salary. You're going to start out as an apprentice, so you're going to get apprentice pay or journeyman pay or trainee pay, whatever you want to call it. But in the unions, they call it an apprenticeship. And the unions start out at 80% of union scale. So if your pay was supposed to be $12 an hour, but you're an 80%er, you get $9.60 an hour. If it was $10 an hour, you start out at $8. If it was $15, you start out at $12. You get the idea here. But fact of the matter is, if you want the opportunity to make, $50,000 a year or $60,000 and start at that and go up from there, then you need to check on the National Aviation Academy, because they certainly can fill the void and give you a great career path with that great starting salary of $50,000 or $60,000 a year, and you can make a lot more than that right off the bat. So check them out online to find out more by going to naa.edu. And remember, they have campuses in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Ask to take the tour. Or check them out online at naa.edu, naa.edu. Remember, give them a call, too, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And then don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. Now, the Army, the soldiers of Special Operations Task Force 102, earned 5 Silver Star Medals, 7 Bronze Star Medals with Valor Devices, 15 Army Commendation Medals with Valor Devices, and 21 Purple Hearts in one deployment. Wow, there's a unit. There's a unit. By the way, Bell Helicopters has pulled the shroud off its future attack reconnaissance aircraft, known as Invictus, the design for the Army, after keeping it under wraps as a competition for a chance to build prototypes. Now starts to heat up. Then, of course, the Army is definitely looking at getting new attack helicopters and whatnot. By the way, the roughly $2 million that will be saved annually by closing an instructor-led program that will be redirected to tuition assistance for sailors for the Navy has been reported. And the silent service, the submariners in the Navy, have spoken. The Navy's listened. This rank was dead for decades, but guess what? It's coming back. Torpedo Man's mate rating is born again. The Torpedo Man's mate rating is coming back. I can remember seeing that with some of the victims that we had here at Pearl Harbor. Not Pearl Harbor, sorry. The POW-MIA results that we get once in a while, you'll see ranks, and that's one of them I've seen. Now, some sad news to report in Wyoming at the F.E. Warren Air Force Base. A 24-year-old airman and 2 civilians were found dead early Tuesday morning in a suspected murder. That's all the information we have so far. Very sad to hear that. Officials at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska have identified the airman who was killed along with his wife in a shooting incident Saturday evening at a military housing complex. Don't know anything more about that other than what I just told you. Now, the U.S. Air Force has also rejected a request for an updated assessment of potential noise effects of the F-35 fighter jets and their use of their afterburners during takeoff in Vermont. Hey, that works for me. That works for me. And by the way, 2 Marine Corps canines have earned the highest honor for military working dogs. Sergeant Yeager and Emmy, the two improvised explosive detection dogs who earned the Canine Medal of Congress for courage this month, the Canine Medal of Courage, for their work in supporting the Marine Corps in Iraq and Afghanistan. How about that? And an aircrew from the Coast Guard Air Station Sitka in Alaska came to the rescue of 2 hikers, one of them which was injured, and 2 dogs, and took them off an Alaska mountain. Kudos to the Coast Guard for that. By the way, serving up drinks at the American Legion Post in Concord, Massachusetts, Jeff Holland got a little testy when the talk turns to smoking, because there's now a nationwide smoking ban at all veterans of VA facilities, and some veterans are really mad about that one, which I don't blame them. It is what it is. And by the way, we had this little funeral for Edward Pearson down in Sarasota day before yesterday. Nobody really knew about him, just that he was 80 years old and an Army veteran. And he didn't have any family, so he was going to be buried by himself. And I've been to those kind of ceremonies where they ask you to come and receive the flag for the family. You are the family. And then you give the flag back to the cemetery for them to use for their honors driveway where they put all the flags up. But over 2,000 people, most of whom didn't even know this veteran, showed up to pay respects. Kudos to all the people that showed up. And I would have been there had I not had an event on Tuesday. I would have been there. By the way, representatives from both political parties stopped just short of scolding the Department of Veterans Affairs leaders on their progress on fixing the VA's appointment scheduling system at a September 26 hearing. Still having problems trying to get appointments scheduled at the VA. Goodness sake. Boy, that's getting old. Really getting old. And pencils down, bids are in for the Army's Bradley fighting vehicle replacement. The bids are in for a chance to build prototypes for the Army's optionally manned fighting vehicle that will replace its Bradley infantry fighting vehicle soon. By the way, Pratt & Whitney has been awarded $2.19 billion for F-35 engines and the Fluor Marine Propulsion LLC company has received a $1.07 billion contract to continue its work at the Naval Nuclear Laboratory, so says the Defense Department. And the president congratulated China on its 70th anniversary of the Communist Party rule, a message posted hours after a protester in Hong Kong had been shot by authorities in escalation of a force aimed at tamping down mass pro-democracy demonstrations there in Hong Kong. By the way, have you heard about the Philippine President Duterte? He flew to Russia for the second time to meet with his idol, Vladimir Putin. Said he was very happy to be there. And Huawei is relying on U.S. commercial carriers to help win the 5G race against China. Huawei is involved in the middle of that, and they are now turning their tide to try to help the United States. I find that hard to believe, but that's what the story says, so we'll try to find out more about that in the days to come. I'm sure we won't find out anything this morning. But anyway, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we wait for Chris Markowski to give us a call. Lots of stuff to talk about in terms of the finances today. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, my segment with Chris Markowski, brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor up in Kirkland, Washington, right outside Seattle. And talked to Pete yesterday. He had another comment to tell me about someone that sent in a very nice comment about the fact that I am endorsing his product. But he pointed out to them, as I have, that I not only endorse it, but I am a user of Relief Factor and have been for about 3.5 years. Now, you too can find out what I have found out when it comes to pain, because Relief Factor and the 3-week quick start that costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling will be to you in about 3 to 5 days. Just follow the instructions, take it the way it says to do it, and within 3 weeks you will know for sure whether or not it's going to work or not. Now, the repetition factor after you get the initial quick start program is about 80% of the people just carry it right over and keep right on taking it because it works. If you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches and pain, whatever, the Relief Factor 3-week quick start could be your relief. So, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, sign up for the 3-week quick start, and away you go. relieffactor.com/captain. And joining us right now, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Adam Schiff knew of the whistleblower's info before the filing, and it appears that he himself may have been the one that helped write the whistleblower's complaint.
Yeah, looking that way. More and more information, you know, continue to come out. You know, the thing is it's difficult for people throughout the country. It's almost like a constant document dump, or you don't know what to believe and what not to believe as far as Schiff is concerned. This doesn't look good for him. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, Republicans don't really follow up with much or really come after people the way that Democrats do. I know that they wanted to fire some censure complaint against him. Okay. I think you got to take it a step further. Whether you want to believe it or not, you remember Congress, you're still a part of this chummy little club. And they like to put on these shows and these plays in front of the American people to see if they get their way. I'd like to see, you know, the Republicans actually do something to defend the President of the United States, because they're not. For the most part, they decide not to show up.
Well, I've been privileged to some information where they have been sitting and doing investigating for quite some time without saying anything to anybody and being very quiet, just to let the Democrats say what they wanted to and get it out there to begin with. And then when they do come back with the information that they've obtained, and they've obtained a lot of it, they are absolutely going to put these people to rest, because they've got information out there, including Fred Flight. You know who he is, right? The former CIA analyst?
Yeah.
He has information, firsthand information, that Adam Schiff did, in fact, collude with the CIA whistleblower, and that the Democrats did, in fact, send one of their operatives over to the Ukraine to try to put together a scenario to go after Paul Manafort and set that thing up to get the squeeze on Trump, because they thought they had him dead to rights. Well, they didn't, and he didn't do anything. So, therefore, he who laughs last, laughs loudest.
I don't know.
I don't
necessarily agree with him. I see, you know, the whole rope-a-dope strategy worked for Muhammad Ali in boxing, but unfortunately, what you know, lies end up becoming the truth.
Yep.
And the more stuff that you throw out there, the Democrats are going to do might get into people's heads, and then they're going to think a certain way. I think you got to fight these people head on right away with every single thing, and I don't hear anything from anybody. Where's Marco Rubio? Where's Vern Buchanan? Where's all of these Republicans that are supposedly supposed to support the president? They're the crickets. I don't hear anything.
Well, Buchanan will actually be in Liquid Ranch in about another week or so. And there's going to be a lot of different things that are going to be said there in front of the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club. And I hope to be there to find out what it is he says. I may be, I may not be. But when you talk about going back and forth, yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, but Eric Holder was on, of course, one of the Alphabet Soup networks, coming out saying all this stuff about Trump and the Republicans and this and that. And then later on, several hours later, Carl Rove came on Fox and just absolutely blew Eric Holder's comments right out of the water. And I mean, he got down and got into it.
Yeah, I get that. But Carl Rove is also, you know, he was a political operator, and he's a paid contributor to Fox News.
Yep.
He's not an elected member of Congress. He's not a Republican governor. He's none of the above. All of these people, and this is why I recommend people to be out of your mind to be a member of the Republican Party. They're spineless. They're not loyal. They don't help out their candidate party. They're not fans of Donald Trump at all. I don't believe that for a second. I don't. I don't hear anything out there. I hear nobody sticking their neck out to help the president. It's pretty sad right now.
Well, we're getting people down here that are elected officials that are standing up for him, and they are Republicans, but you're not hearing about it because the media is not letting it get out there. And then when I find out about it, I find out about it a week or two after it's happened. But anyway, that is what it is. Now, Senate Democrats have asked the IRS to investigate the NRA's tax-exempt status. Did you hear that?
When last time we heard this was, what was her name there? What was the IRS lady that got in all...
Lois Lerner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going after conservative groups. Hey, listen, the IRS can be used as a weapon if you choose it to do so. So can the tax code. This is nothing new. It's just a similar playbook.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's just going to continue because it's not going to slow down anytime soon. Now, a lot of people yesterday, they're not all that concerned about what happened with Wall Street, but Wall Street took a plunge yesterday. I guess it went down some 400 points, but I'm looking at the futures today, and like you say, you never can really tell much, but the futures are all green at the moment.
Oh, listen, you're going to have markets sell off from time to time, and again, the numbers obviously are a lot more daunting when you take a look at them, but you got to look at the percentages. 500 points today is not 500 points 10, 20, 30 years ago. You're talking about a percent and a half to a little bit more than that. And again, you know, there's some concern out there in regards to growth moving forward. Manufacturing number came out. It wasn't very strong. It was actually the weakest reading we've had since 2009. A lot of this having to do with issues with the global trade war. But again, you're gonna get some bumps in the road where you're trying to obviously strike the deal here, so it doesn't really concern me. My concerns can continue to always be, are people getting paid more and are there jobs available if people want to go out and get work? And that most certainly is the case. So, that to me, those are the numbers that really matter to me. And you're gonna be ups and downs in the market, but over the long run, you're gonna be fine.
Right. Now, I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that are going on and see what he has to offer, because you might be surprised, and you never know till you try. So there you go. Now, CNBC is reporting that Simon Property Group, the biggest mall owner in the United States, reportedly is working with an online shopping center called Rue La La, and they're trying to create a new internet destination for discount shopping online with the stores that are in the malls.
Interesting. I mean, that's, again, it's being creative. I read a little bit about this yesterday, and a lot of these mall owners are coming to grips with reality in regards to, you know, their space and the difficulty it is in keeping these malls up and running and operating like they had in the past. So, you know, this is a way that maybe they can find out they can make a little bit of extra money and also maybe entice retailers to come into their properties.
Now, I don't know why the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, is getting involved in this, but he has waded right into the middle of the Supreme Court's fight over DACA, and their decision is coming up.
Yeah, I read a little bit about that. He's concerned, he's saying, the amount of people that work DACA workers at Apple, and expressing the need to have immigration into this country. Steve Jobs himself was an immigrant. I get all that. We just need to have legal immigration. That's what needs to be fixed.
Yes, sir, Buddy Rowe. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, so you have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there to check out all the great things that he has to offer. And we will be right back with more Top of the Hour news. And then Hour number 4 brings you Ron Edwards. So don't go anywhere. He'll be in right after the Top of the Hour news. And I'll be right back with more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.